With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Justice Department has issued a flurry of subpoenas related to the government's inquiry into alleged Russian election interference.
The grand jury subpoenas, issued out of the Southern District of Florida, seek documents related to the preparation of the Obama administration's intelligence community assessment. Some of the current, future, or intended subpoena recipients are reportedly former CIA Director John Brennan, as well as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, two FBI employees who were involved in the Russia investigation. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court has granted the Trump administration emergency appeals to block a court order to fully fund the SNAP food aid payments amid the government shutdown.
A judge had given the Trump administration until Friday to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but the administration asked an appeals court to suspend any court orders requiring it to spend more money than is available in a contingency fund. After the appeals court declined to immediately intervene, the high court issued an order.
That is Ken Lorman. Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani has told New York City he will always stand steadfast with Jewish neighbors to root out the scourge of anti-Semitism.
His main rival, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, received roughly 60% of the Jewish vote, according to the AP voter poll. Throughout his campaign, Mamdani was steadfast in his criticism of Israel's military conduct in Gaza, depicting it as a genocide targeting Palestinians. But he denounced the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack on Israel and denied suggestions that he is insufficiently opposed to anti-Semitism.
That is Walter Ratliff reporting. And more of these stories at SRNnews.com. A warning about sports gambling.
Betting on games has exploded in this country over the past 5 years, and college-age men are doing more of it than anybody else. Josh Hollinger, a professor of economics at Dort University, a Christian school in Iowa, is concerned. He tells the Gospel Coalition, quote, "I get the sense that it's quite common, even amongst Christian college students. When something is legalized and then is normalized by your peers, it feels safer to take part in." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is moving ahead with plans to eject some nonprofits from a popular student loan forgiveness program if their work is deemed to have a substantial illegal purpose. New rules will give the Education Department expanded power to ban organizations from the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Targeted groups include those which engage in child trafficking, perform sex change operations on children, and promote illegal immigration or support terrorist organizations. This is SRN News. Switzerland's government is looking for a shout-out from UN Cultural Agency, UNESCO, to include the tradition of yodeling on its list of intangible cultural heritage.
The Swiss feel the yodel is the popular form of singing.
We change between head voice. This is... We do it most time with the vowel oo in combination.
Teacher Nadia Rass says yodeling is distinctive because of its vocal technique.
We do it with the vowel oo. Very typical is when we change between these two.
The UN classification is meant to raise public awareness of yodeling.
I think really we have five languages. We have the fifth, the yodel.
Rass says one of her life goals is when she dies, every school child in Switzerland will be in contact with yodeling during their primary school time.
More on these stories at SRNews.com.